Thank you and good morning. Eureka police arrested a man on Wednesday afternoon, a man considered the prime suspect in the robbery of the Coast Central Credit Union on Tuesday afternoon, as well as the robbery of the U.S. Bank in Henderson Center last Thursday. Detectives identified the suspect as 33-year-old Benaiah Tabatite of Eureka, and a warrant was issued for his arrest. The warrant was never needed, however, after police were called to a residence in the 600 block of Booner Street on a report that a man was passed out on the porch. That man was identified as Tabatite, and he was taken into custody without incident. He was booked into county jail and is being held on bail. The sheriff's office is asking for the public's help with the details of an assault that sent a McKinleyville man to a Reading hospital with major head injuries. Late Tuesday night, an unidentified man dropped off an unconscious male victim identified as David Dwayne Ganfield, a man with a long criminal record. Ganfield had suffered major trauma to his head as a result of an assault, and he was identified through a law enforcement database. The person who dropped Ganfield off at the emergency room at Mad River Hospital left before he could be questioned. He has been located and interviewed by deputies, but he was of little help. Anyone with information about Ganfield or the details that led to his assault is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Another assault is under investigation by the sheriff's office. Jordan Christmas has more.
Tuesday evening, a Humboldt County Sheriff's deputy responded to the 350 block of Myers Avenue in Myers Flat to help a 35-year-old male who was the victim of an assault at his residence. The victim said he was working on his motorcycle when he was struck in the head twice. After the second strike to the head, the victim fell to the ground, but was able to fend off the attacker by kicking him in the face several times. The suspect then fled the scene. The attacker is described as an adult white male in his late 30s and is about 6'2", 220 pounds, with short blonde hair. The victim said he knew the suspect, but would not disclose his name to the sheriff's office.
Thank you, Jordan. Motorists should be aware that Caltrans has closed down a stretch of Highway 101 just south of Klamath due to a collapsing roadway caused by subterranean drainage issues. About 2 miles south of Klamath, the roadway has sunk because a 50-year-old metal culvert pipe has rusted out, allowing Walk Elk Creek to wash away the earth around the pipe and allowing the roadway 50 feet above to cave in. Caltrans has erected a temporary bridge, and traffic will be controlled and slowed down to cross, while cyclists and pedestrians will use another clearly marked route around the bridge. The Humboldt County Fair will feature 6 days of horse racing this summer, and the theme for the 11-day affair will be All Aboard, a salute to our coastal heritage. The fair has contracted with a new carnival, and the California Carnival Company will provide the rides and the midway. In a press release, the fair board announced the 2014 fair generated a profit, and that funds approved by the Board of Supervisors and then set aside by fair officials will be used for maintenance issues at the track and fairground facilities before it opens this summer. The fair opens on August 20th and runs through the 30th. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The consolidation of the former Eureka Fire Department and the Humboldt Fire District was a plan that was talked about for decades until it was finally accomplished. And since that consolidation, the newly formed Humboldt Bay Fire Department has not only increased its service area, it saved money in doing so. According to Chief Ken Woods, the department saved about $645,000 per year in operating costs. But with ongoing issues of funding retirement, health care, and pensions, the city of Eureka is looking at more budget cuts. And for the fire department, that means about $700,000 per year.
We're here to provide service. That's what we signed up for. That's what the taxpayers pay us for. And boots on the ground, firefighters on fire engines, that's what it comes down to. But when we have nowhere else to go really in our budget, when we've cut our equipment programs, we still need to pay for the personnel. We have nowhere to go but cut the services.
Woods also said that the budget cuts will mean that equipment must last longer, apparatus must remain in service longer, and that permanent funding solutions must be found.
We're approaching that now with the problems in the city, and you know, we keep looking at these ongoing budget problems, and we need a fix. We need a long-term fix. We need a solution. We need to deal with the problem, get it over with, and get back on track.
The city of Eureka is looking at about $1.8 million in budget cuts to public safety for both police and fire. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.